In the beginning was the Word. What does that mean? Word in the original Greek is logos. Logos is the root of the English word logic. So yes, you can translate logos as word, but its meaning is much more vast. Logos means both the utterance by which an inward thought is expressed and that inward thought. Logos is both the internal logic of a person or system and the way that logic is communicated. This is why so many fields of study end in ology, which is derived from logos. Geology is the logos of the earth, the communication of its internal logic. Psychology is the logos of the mind and the communication of its internal logic. And while modern English uses logos to denote fields of study, ancient Greeks used logos to refer to the internal logic of their daily life. In finance, logos could refer to a bank account, bookkeeping, or even an audit. Logos is the account of a money's movement. In law, logos could refer to both a law or rule of conduct, as well as to the grounds on which someone pleads a case. Logos is the reasoning of the law. In mathematics, logos referred to ratios, to geometric proportions. Logos is the relationship of mathematical objects. The logos was with God, and the logos was God. Without the logos, not one thing came into being. Ancient Greek and Jewish philosophers recognized that the universe functioned with some internal logic, and they would use the term logos to refer to that cosmic logic. But the first verse of John's Gospel goes farther and makes the bold claim that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who has guided the people of Israel, the God who has spoken to Moses, that God is the internal logic of all existence and its communication. God is the reasoning that brings the world into being. Indeed, Genesis chapter 1 is the story of God bringing order out of chaos, making creation by bringing reason to what Scripture calls a formless void. God separates light and dark, water from dry land, even separates a timeless eternity into days and years, allowing for the existence of life. Modern science is the discovery of this same logos. And the more that is understood, the more we realize how wondrous is God. We have warmth and light on Earth because the gravitational mass of the sun is large enough to force hydrogen molecules to fuse together into helium, a process which releases vast amounts of energy. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the cosmic logic which allows for solar fusion. On a subatomic level, the atoms which make up our bodies are held in place because the electromagnetic repulsion of positively charged protons in an atom's nucleus are perfectly balanced by what physicists call strong force that binds quarks together. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the subatomic balance of electromagnetism and strong force. Earth has not frozen over because ice floats. If ice did not float, it would sink to the bottom of the ocean away from the warmth of the sun and slowly stack up. But unlike the majority of other molecules, when water freezes, its molecules form hexagonal bonds, causing it to expand, making it buoyant, and keeping it close to the sun where it will someday melt. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the crystalline structure of ice. But since Logos is not just the reasoning, but the account of that reasoning, God is also the account of everything's movement. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the account of every galaxy's rotation. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the tracing of a snowflake's journey. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the one who knows the fluttering of every hair on your head. And since Logos is more than logic and its account, but also the fundamental relationship between objects, God is relationship. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the interplay of life and death that comprises every ecosystem. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is the dynamic at every family gathering. To say that the Logos is God is to say that God is life itself, which is indeed what the Gospel of John says. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Despite the world coming into being through the Logos, the world did not know the Logos. And so the Logos became flesh and lived among us. This is the most radical claim of the Christian faith, that Jesus of Nazareth is this Logos. That a baby born to a humble family in first century Roman-occupied Palestine, who was executed as a criminal before his 34th birthday, that this Jesus is the reasoning of God, the account of everything's movement, the relationships that are life itself. This is our faith, that all the eternally existing internal logic of the cosmos has become human in Jesus, so that we might know God. Not just the laws that God has handed down through Moses, but God's inward thought, the reasoning of God, the account of God's movement, God's relationship with us and all of creation, all that is known in Jesus. Jesus reveals this, that the reason of God is to draw all things in heaven and earth into God, that the movement of God is drawing separation toward connection. The relationship of God to us is that of a loving father to a beloved child. The internal logic of the universe cares about you as a precious child of God. And furthermore, because each of us are God's children, we are a family. We are a family not because we were born into the same biological unit, not because our flesh looks the same, not because human will conquered a region and declared us to be part of a common kingdom or nation. We are God's children united as a family because rather than believing the ways that human traditions and governments have ordered existence, we trust in the logic of the divine logos, which define all logic, declares each of us to be God's children. And so, across diversity, Jesus reveals the relationship we are to have with each other is that of siblings. Jesus takes away all our trespasses and sins in order to move us from separation to connection. Jesus takes account of each one of God's children so that not one is lost. This is what it means for the Logos to become flesh. That in Jesus, we have known the inner logic of God. And the first thing we learn is that through trusting in that divine logic, we are one family, composed of all God's children. As a family, may we come to know the fullness of that Logos together. Amen.